This week on the eBay for Business podcast.
And all of a sudden we have this disruption in our day-to-day lives. And so the notion of being able to go to the post office and drop things off when you want, and then even just the uncertainty of, well, do I really want to go to the post office today? Is it safe to do that?
So if you have extra masks or any of these products, many local hospitals, medical services, they're accepting these items as donations. So really encourage people to look into that and see if there's something locally where they can help out during this time of need.
So all the fees that we'll be able to defer are final value fees, insertion fees, and any store fees, any optional listing upgrade fees, and then your promoted listings fees.
And I'm putting all my energy onto eBay. Thank God for eBay. It's such a blessing because when that retail store gets shut down, I have the eBay, which has never really let me down.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Griffin. This is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start and run and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 84. And Alan, we have a very full episode this week. What with what's going on in the eBay universe and the world in general?
It's no news to anyone at this point that we are in the middle of a real world crisis with the COVID-19 pandemic. Sellers are having to adjust not only their personal lives, but their business operations.
That's true. And I want to remind everyone that we are recording from our homes. Our campus offices have been locked down, so we don't have the benefit of our studio. Mm-hmm. But later in this episode, we're going to talk to a seller, Alan, who's doing her best to adjust her business model. And first up, I'll talk with eBay Senior Vice President Jordan Sweetnam about the recent and ongoing changes eBay is making to the marketplace for sellers to make their lives a little easier in the next few months.
And we also have in the wings from eBay, Christy Demos and Gary Fulmer. Christy will go over the recently announced seller fee deferment plan, and Gary will provide insight into why and how eBay is managing incidents of price gouging on the site.
You know, and because we have so much to cover this week, our regular questions segment is taking a short hiatus, gone on a little vacation in its own lockdown. But not to worry, questions will be back in an episode.
Or two.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, we're planning on the fly these days because, well, with the pandemic, who knows? And one more note before we start, I said earlier, for the next several weeks, we're not going to be able to record in our fully equipped podcast studio on campus. And most eBay employees are now working from home, and that includes the entirety of our selling team. I bring this up only because you at home may notice some inconsistencies in the audio quality, as no one but me is now recording directly to the recorder. I have a small studio here in my home, and I've got the recorder, but everyone else who's on is going to have to call in either through Skype or Zoom, and, well, it's going to sound a little different than the past. I hope you'll bear with us.
Well, thanks for explaining all that, Griff. And before we start, I want to remind sellers that the new COVID-19 Community Hub is now up and accessible in the community. To get to that page, just go to community.ebay.com and you'll see a banner image at the top with a link to the group.
Yeah, I just checked it out. There's a lot of activity there. So if you want to join in the conversation about the pandemic and how it's impacting you and fellow sellers, you can commiserate and share tips and advice and stories there. And I think it's a great way to help support each other during this really unusual time. Thanks, Alan. I'll see you on the far side of our podcast. Now it's a seller check-in with eBay's Senior Vice President, Jordan Sweetnam. Hi, everyone. I'm Griff, and we're back with another eBay executive, this time Jordan Sweetnam. He's our Vice President of Operations in Americas. So, Jordan, let's start right off. Tell us, what's on your mind?
I mean, there is a lot going on right now. Everything from what's going on with the economy. I think it'd be hard for you to talk to anybody right now and have them start with an answer that doesn't begin with family and friends. And then what's going on with the business and our sellers. So much has changed in our day-to-day routines. You know, I start my day and go through the illusion of going to work. And then, you know, the other day I walked out to my car just to pretend I was going somewhere to like break the monotony and then walk back inside and sat down in front of my laptop. And there's just a lot of everybody adjusting. For eBay employees, it's how do you work from home? And it's not working from home in the traditional sense. It's how do you work from home when there's kids running around in the background, there's dogs snoring in the corner of the room, you walk out and kids are, you know, trying to figure out homework, and you've got two spouses and cramped spaces. And for sellers, it's a lot of just listening on the boards and in phone calls and conversations and just the disruption and change. It isn't just a negative thing because some businesses are doing really well. Others have seen sales evaporate, and some in the middle are just there's a lot of transition that has to happen in terms of operations and how to change fulfillment and the buyer demands, the nuances of shipping. And so it's fascinating with how fast everything is moving. And so a lot we can talk about, Griff, today in terms of what's on my mind.
I know some of the things that are on your mind are some of the things that we've had to come up with rather quickly here at eBay to help sellers through this period of time. I want to talk a little bit about your perspective on some of these things. So, for example, there was a lot of questions that started coming up early on when it looked like this was going to be a disruption nationwide as it pertains to something like seller protections. You know, I'm trying to ship my items out. You know, I'm under a shelter in place. I can't get to the post office all the time. I don't know what the carrier situation is going to be. How did we approach that? And what were your thoughts about what we did?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, look, I think I've shared in prior podcasts and through various online forums some of my thoughts around how we need to evolve our overall seller standards or retail standards on eBay. In some cases, I think, you know, sellers are required to ship items faster than buyers even really value. But man, like, that is a long-term problem we need to figure out. And all of a sudden, we have this disruption in our day-to-day lives. And so the notion of being able to go to the post office and drop things off when you want, scheduling pickup, the actual disruption in some of the parts of the country, and then even just the uncertainty of, well, do I really want to go to the post office today? Is it safe to do that? There is so much we don't know. It would be foolish to think that there's any decision we could make that would solve all use cases and perfectly understand the nuances across the country. The one thing that became really clear as we sat down as an eBay leadership group was, how can we just take the uncertainty and near-term pressure off the table? And so one of the ways we could do that was just to basically grandfather sellers into their current performance standard. You couldn't fall down a tier. You can still earn your way up, but that allowed sellers to, you know, if you needed an extra day of handling time just to figure out how to adjust your processes, if not all of your, you're relying upon employees coming in to pick and ship orders and now you didn't have the same staffing, if your supply chain has been disrupted and you need to cancel some orders. I didn't want to hear from sellers that, on top of everything else I'm dealing with, economic disruption, family at home, I still have to get to the post office tonight to hit my 0-day handling time. It just didn't seem like that was a key thing that sellers had to be worried about. And in all of the buyers I've talked to, everybody has been so understanding. It hasn't been like, oh my goodness, EB, I can't believe, you know, I've seen a 1% late or increase in your on-time delivery. It's just everybody has been very human through all of this. And so it felt like one thing that we could do just to take the near-term pressure off of the operations for sellers, big and small.
There were a lot of sellers asking for eBay to come up with something that can help them out during this period of time when it comes to cash flow. What did we come up with, and what are your thoughts about that?
It half ties back to the answer I said before, which is there's just a lot we don't know. I mean, even, you know, where I am in Northern California, today is Wednesday. Everything really only changed last Monday. So, you know, we're sort of, you know, what, 10 days into this. It's and yet, if for those of you with kids at home or spouses, it may feel like an eternity. And so we're learning a lot day to day. And so the primary sort of guiding theme for me is just, how can I take as much uncertainty off the plates of sellers as possible? And one of the themes we'd heard through various outreach calls we'd done was the topic around just, you know, deferred payments, deferred invoices. Some of our sellers set aside with every sale to pay the invoice when it comes due, and other sellers rely upon the sales coming in tomorrow to pay the invoice that's due tomorrow. But the invoice that's due tomorrow is actually based upon the sales that happened over last month. You know, if you were sort of running at a specific clip and all of a sudden you saw your sales fall 30 or 40%, you may not actually have the cash flow to cover your invoice. And you may have other things you need to spend that money on right now, just to set up your household to work from home and adjust all these changes. That was sort of where we went down that path. And I think it was this morning, actually, today being Wednesday, this morning, the website went live so people could go and apply for the deferral for a month for their seller invoice fees. And then if you get approved for that, and our expectation is a vast majority of sellers will get that, then you can sort of pay it back over the next 2 months. And, you know, it's not perfect. Nothing at eBay is ever perfect. But I would really want the community to know that, you know, on the eBay side, it's been a rallying cry for our employees to do everything we can. And from the time we decided we were going to do this last Wednesday or Thursday night, so sort of, you know, basically 2 or 3 days into this event, employees been working nonstop over the weekend, coordinating with Europe, because this was like a global launch. And so people working, you know, around the clock to pull it off. And we really are sort of, you know, doing our best to make sure we can take the near-term uncertainty, whether it's operations or cash flow, and then just make that a little bit easier for our community.
And I'd like to remind anyone who's listening, you can find this page that Jordan is talking about. If you just go to our announcement board, Seller News, there is an article there that has links to this and other new pages that we put up that are specific to the COVID-19 situation. So you should make yourself familiar with where they are and then check them out every day, because the news is breaking all the time, and it also changes what eBay has to do as well.
Yeah, Griff, and I think on that point, I think we're trying to keep shipping information updated fairly regularly on there. So we're getting a lot of questions around how does scheduled pickup work. So some sellers already do that regularly with USPS. For other sellers, it's something they're asking a lot of questions about. The international shipping landscape changes almost hourly. You know, last week, there were some fairly small random countries in the world that were sort of shutting down or restricting domestic shipping. And then even just this afternoon, it looked like there were some pretty big changes in France and specifically Paris, where they might only be delivering a couple of days a week. It's our role to make sure your items aren't showing up in markets where they're going to be late and it's going to be a frustration for you and a frustration for the buyer. We get a lot of questions on what's happening. And so we're in regular contact with USPS, UPS, and FedEx. And if sellers want to get sort of the most updated information on what we're hearing, the seller news announcements, the pages outline is the place to do that.
Another thing we hear a lot from sellers is, hey, I'm going to have a lot of free time, it seems. I'm at home, stuck at home, and I want a list. How about a promo? So how do we answer that request?
Maybe a little bit to the frustration of my team. I love the idea around what can we do for a promo? And I said, well, what's the biggest thing we can do as fast as possible? And this is where Zerta came up with the 50 to 100,000 fixed price in free insertion. So 50,000 for March, 50,000 for April. I've heard from some sellers like, hey, are you sure you targeted me correctly? Like, I only kind of do 500 listings, like I'm never going to use 50,000. I mean, the reality is, like, I didn't want to get fancy and try to do a bunch of specific promos based upon your seller size. Yeah. It's just, you know, our ability to do one promo and get it to our customers as fast as possible, which is why we kind of had this mega promo for everyone. There's a couple of different customers that can benefit from this. If you are just at home and you've got extra time, then by all means, list, list, list. You can probably keep yourself pretty busy for a while. There are also brick and mortar sellers who may have inventory that, you know, historically hasn't sold well on eBay, hasn't sold quickly on eBay, and it just hasn't been worth taking the chance on it. Like, now's a great time to test it out. One, because you can put it up for free. Two, our demand profile is changing so much and so quickly. In past podcasts, you've seen I'm not afraid to talk about Amazon. I won't be afraid to talk about them today. In parts of the country, Prime is now a 5-day promise. On some items, it's a 4 to 5 week promise. And so if you're a seller who's selling multi-channel, those products are selling on eBay. And so, you know, 50,000 listings this month, 50,000 listings next month, great time to bring them over. You know, I know 2 months, especially in this environment, is enough to go and find a new supply chain to bring things in at scale. But with how much things are changing on eBay as quickly as they're changing, my hope is that this provides flexibility for sellers who have other inventory options or sources just to test and learn and see what's selling, because things are selling on eBay now that, you know, I never would have guessed 5 years ago. And a huge reason for that is just all these people who are sitting at home. They're sitting at home and working. They're sitting at home and needing to work out. They're sitting at home and need to keep their kids entertained, whether it's board games or use Lego. There's never been a better time to put those things up on the site. People need everything. Home gyms, maybe an old Bowflex, free weights, all this stuff is hot right now.
Lots of people doing things at home.
Yeah, one of our sellers started a thread on a Facebook group this morning sort of saying like, hey, you know, what's hot? And someone responded with vegetable seeds. Like, people can't get groceries. Yeah. And they're planting gardens. And I'll tell you, I was checking it out last night. Like, I don't know if I'm hoping this gets resolved within the 8 weeks it would take me to get my first vegetables outside. But like, everything is selling. It's just different from what was selling 2 or 3 weeks ago. And yeah. Hopefully the broader listing allotment lets people put stuff up to test and explore and see what you may have kicking around in other channels, online, offline, that would be popular on eBay right now.
One of the things that got really popular, or a group of items that got really popular, were directly tied to the coronavirus itself. Things like hand sanitizers and masks. And we saw some really quick enterprising sellers really raising the price on these, and we took action. Can you talk a little bit about price gouging and why we actually did what we did?
The very nature of eBay is a free marketplace, for better and for worse. And every day I get taught both ends of that spectrum in terms of, you know, what's going on. If you look at hot holiday toys, a Disney princess carriage, a Fingerling, the latest Xbox release, it's kind of the nature of a free market is people go and find the good and make a decision every holiday. Well, man, people were like selling Hatchimals like out of their trunk for like, you know, 3 to 4X and then like funding their entire kid's Christmas by flipping one Hatchimal. That's kind of just the nature of what a marketplace is within a country and then at eBay globally. But somewhere between the sneaker drop, the hard to find Christmas toy, and life-saving medical supplies, I think is where, as a company, as a country, as humans, you kind of draw the line on, like, that just isn't right. That was really what was sort of behind the decision on mask and medical supply and hand sanitizer. And we made those decisions, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, even before, I think, the broader country realized just how short supplied our hospitals were, which is really unfortunate. So where we are right now, enforcing as aggressively as we can on the N95 masks and variants of that, hand sanitizer. Unfortunately, even worse, people continually are trying to list like virus cures on eBay. Yeah. Like if that existed, we would all know about it and eBay wouldn't be the first place to get them. We keep trying to see virus testing kits come on eBay, which again, just on a human level, like it just, that can't be the right answer. But I've also heard feedback from sellers on, hey, you know, how did this get through? And I will give the totally honest answer. The answer is we aren't just facing this battle in the US. eBay is dealing with this on a global basis. And so on a global basis, I don't like seeing one spray can of Lysol being listed for $70. I think that's embarrassing. But if we have to prioritize how we're spending our time, I want to make sure virus cures aren't showing up in France and Italy. And, you know, as a company, we are, you know, doing our best to keep those things off the site. We have a new report and item drop down. So if you do see a can of Lysol being sold for $150 or, you know, someone trying to sell a roll of toilet paper for hundreds of dollars, if you hit the report an item link on the view item page, there's a drop down in there for price gouging that goes right to the team that's actioning it. And it will actually save that team time because they won't have to be looking at new listings if you send them in. If you see things like that, please send them. There's a big difference, like I said, between, you know, selling the hot Christmas toy and things that families need to have to function. And that is not, I don't think, the best of a marketplace or best of anything coming through like that.
Another thing we were going to talk about besides price gouging is keeping sellers well informed. And I want to talk a little bit about the page we put up, but I'll let you do that. Can you tell us a bit about the page?
I will tell you, this has been a huge learning for us. It has concerned me, actually. I've been talking to sellers in the last week of the things we've been doing, and they haven't heard about it. And so we've really been trying to make sure we get the message out there. We put access to sort of the COVID-19 banner on the homepage. We also put a lot of cool content up there about just trying to remind buyers about the fact that 70% of eBay is actually made up of SMBs. So the notion of eBay is always open. When you're shopping on eBay, you are supporting Main Street America. It may not be your Main Street. You may be shopping from somebody's Main Street six states over, but guess what? A buyer in that state is doing the same thing here. And when you show up on eBay, you're going to see messaging around supporting small business. You're going to see the teal banner, I think it is, around COVID-19. And when you follow that in, you start to get into the content we set up around here's the things we've done to support you, seller protections, the fee deferral, the listing promotion, all the extra shipping insights. And then as you touched on earlier, Griff, updating that definitely daily, if not more frequently, just as we learn more information around what's happening.
Check out that page. You can get to it, navigate it to it very quickly at the eBay community links for seller news. And it's where we're publishing all the information you need to know about for what's happening at eBay and what's happening in the world in general as it relates to business and to eBay during this pandemic.
Yeah, Griff, one plug on your last one. eBay Main Street, another great resource for sellers. Oh, yeah. Lots changing from the government. There was obviously the huge funding bill approved last night. So a lot of small business loans available, incentives at the federal level, at the state level. And so for any listeners or viewers who haven't checked out eBay Main Street, that team is also working hard to update that information, again, on a daily basis. And so I'd encourage customers to look at that.
Thank you for reminding me. That's a great resource. What's going on at the campus and how many employees are working from home right now for eBay?
The campus is very quiet. There's really not many people there. The only people there are mission critical in our technology organization just to make sure eBay is up and running. But employees almost around the world now are working from home. And so we're all figuring out what that looks like. A lot of people on Zoom and texting and Slack. You know, I've heard from some customers where not all parts of that transition have gone smoothly. And so while the site has been up and running, for those of you who've tried contacting customer support in the last week, you probably were a little bit surprised to find out like, oh, where did the phone go? And I saw some panic messages, which is like, oh no, eBay, stop customer support and what's going on? I will tell you, the transition of moving our teammates from Austin and Salt Lake to work from home is tricky. For me, it's easy. I move my laptop, I close it, I bring it home. If you've ever had the opportunity to sort of, you know, see what our customer service associates are doing, like they've got multiple monitors set up, they've accessed a lot of information, and it's actually quite complicated to allow a customer service teammate to unplug from the office and do all the things you're doing from home. And so a bit of a transition there, which, you know, insert a random ill-timed joke, but like on top of everything, the earthquake in Salt Lake City last week didn't make it any easier for teammates out there. And so, you know, while I'd say I've been really, really impressed at how eBay employees globally have been adjusting to this new working environment, I would ask for anybody listening to the podcast for a little more patience as we work to get customer support back on track. Please try email. The email response times are hours. It's not like if you send an email, you're going to be waiting weeks and weeks. The self-help area for our sellers, the U.S. is the only country that has it on right now. There's a ton of the common requests you need help with. You can actually self-serve, and it's not like a fake self-serve. Like, you actually get a great outcome. And you can get fees refunded and that kind of stuff. And not only do I know it's good because I'm hearing from sellers, but my peers who lead Australia and UK are like really pushing the tech forward to get it rolled out to their markets. The sellers in the US have like an inside track to that feature as well. But we are here to serve our sellers and our community. And so we're all adjusting. What I worry about is, how is my team doing? And are we able to balance family here, family in other parts of the country, with jobs and then with our sellers? It's just so much change. And some people are experiencing that success, and that's exciting. But there's a lot of sellers where there's the uncertainty, and that's tough. And I don't know that anybody can provide clarity to the uncertainty. It just, you know, we're trying to do what we can to make it a little bit easier. But by all means, the three things we've announced have come from feedback from you, our community, on the eBay boards, from phone calls we've done, on Facebook groups. And so if there's more that we can be doing, big or small, please don't hesitate to reach out and give us feedback and ask.
Is there anything else that you want to say directly to sellers before we sign off?
Thank you. We're all in this together and learning, and I just appreciate the amazing level of support and commitment I've heard from our selling community, honestly, checking in on how we're doing. And it's pretty humbling to see how our employees and our sellers are really trying to figure this out together.
Jordan, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to working at home.
Awesome.
We'll check in with you again soon.
Definitely. I mean, I have a long commute, you know, so just make sure we schedule it accordingly.
Okay. Jordan Sweetnam is the Senior Vice President of Americas and Operations at eBay. We're talking about what we're doing to help sellers through this difficult period of time. Stay tuned. We'll have more of these every week with different execs at eBay. We call them seller check-ins. Take care. Stay safe. Keep your loved ones close. Your people that aren't so loved, keep them 6 feet away, social distancing, and somehow we will get through this all together. Thanks again, Jordan.
Thanks so much, Griff.
We're talking about a lot of topics this week that directly relate to selling on eBay and this ongoing situation with the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us right now is Senior Director Gary Fulmer, and he's joining us from eBay's Marketplace Risk and Trust team from his home. Gary leads the team that is responsible for enforcing the eBay counterfeit and prohibited item listing policies. Welcome, Gary. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Griff. Happy to be here.
So what's your team been working on during the coronavirus outbreak?
You know, after the outbreak of coronavirus, we really started to see a growing issue that we were trying to address, where a small but increasing number of sellers have been trying to exploit other users by listing those kinds of items that are in demand at inflated prices. Some people will call this price gouging. So this has been a major focus of us in the recent weeks. eBay really is an open marketplace. We've got 1.3 billion listings at any moment in time. We have people all over the world selling all sorts of items. And the vast majority of the time, this goes really well. We did some analysis, and we showed that if you look at, say, medical masks, an item that people are looking for right now, over 95% of those were bought at reasonable prices. We want to make sure we're still available as an avenue for people who need items like this, so they can find them and make sure they get them at that reasonable price.
I can't recall in my history with eBay if we've ever had such a policy, but do we now have a policy against extreme price gouging like we've seen in some instances?
You know, we do. We take a zero tolerance approach for this kind of behavior. Like so many other companies, like governments, like all of us, you know, people around the world, we've had to adapt. We've had to take this coronavirus pandemic and react to it. Things that we didn't see were problems in the past are starting to come out. While we've always prohibited price gouging, we've made it much more clear for our sellers and for our community by having a policy specifically dedicated to this. If you want to read it, go to ebay.com/help and just search for price gouging. There are really three things that it outlines. The first is that if you're selling something that's an essential good, it has to be offered at a reasonable price. Anytime there's something like an emergency or disaster, you can never use that as a reason to inflate the price of your goods. On top of that, or separate from that, if there's ever any applicable laws or regulations that apply to your item, you need to follow those. These are the general rules, but Going on top of that, we're announcing that for a couple of products that are really susceptible to price gouging behavior, things like these masks and baby wipes and things of that nature, we will restrict those sales to only sellers who have been authorized to sell that. So we know that that's not ideal for people that want to sell those things, but we want to make sure they're available at reasonable prices to everyone.
So we have the policy. But it's one thing to have a policy, isn't it? But then having to stop the activity can prove challenging. What is your team doing to stop price gouging on eBay besides just having the policy? I mean, there must be some action involved too, right?
Yeah, so there's a number of things that we're doing. As I mentioned, we're restricting the sale of any masks, any hand sanitizers to just a small number of sellers. And then other products that may also be risky, if you will, are baby formula, toilet paper, tampons, baby wipes, and diapers. Mm-hmm. Those items can only be sold by a business seller who's been authorized. And then on top of that, we're going to be monitoring the situation closely. We're constantly using our algorithms and our different systems to monitor what's happening on the site. And if we ever find anyone who is charging an unreasonable price, then they're going to lose the ability to sell these items altogether. And they risk being suspended if they're doing price gouging.
Gary, is there anything a seller can do to be authorized or whitelisted to sell these items?
Not right now. We know that there's a lot of interest in this right now, but we're not taking any new applications at this time.
If a seller is a B2C or business seller that can offer these items at a reasonable price, is there any advice you would give them when they go to list one of these items on eBay?
Absolutely. First, just to reiterate, the item's got to be at a reasonable price. And you know, reasonable being, what was the price of the item before the event happened? Not what do you in your own mind think is reasonable, but what is it that, go back and look at what things were before the event. Only ship it to buyers that are located in the U.S. Don't try to ship it across to other countries. And make sure you're listing the item in an appropriate way. In the right category, use a very clear and simple title. And that'll help us to see, this is a legitimate item that we can let our buyers continue to buy.
What happens when an unauthorized seller attempts to sell these items on eBay, even if they are reasonably priced?
So if you had an active listing before we made this change, because many of our listeners might be saying, well, but I have a listing up right now. What's going to happen to me? We will end that listing, but there will be no negative harm to the account.
Okay, that's good.
We'll put that back into your My eBay. So if you had some buyers and you need to fulfill it, you can go do that. But if you were price gouging, or if in the future you try to list it after this policy goes live, then they'll take you're risking a much harsher action. But if you were selling something that was fine yesterday, and then today we said, hey, it's no longer allowed, we'll just end it for you, no harm to your account, and show it in your My eBay.
eBay sellers like to help with the enforcement of policy. Is there a way that sellers can help in this process when they see something they think might be violating the policy, for example?
Yeah, we're all in this together. You know, we definitely want help from our community. As I mentioned, we've got a whole bunch of algorithms and lots of people just working around the clock as hard as we can. But with billions of items, sometimes it's hard to see everything. So if you find an item that you think is price gouging, do let us know. It's fairly easy. On any item page, about halfway down on the right-hand side, you'll see a link that says report this item. Click on it, and you'll see right at the very top level, report it for price gouging. Send that in. We'll see it as a high priority and look into it.
There's a lot of sellers that have this inventory, and they're not going to be able to sell it on eBay. What options do they have, or what suggestions do we have for them when it comes to options?
Most of this kind of inventory is not going to go bad. You can hold on to it and wait until list it after the coronavirus outbreak has passed. But what we really encourage anyone to do is, there are people who desperately need these items, and there are shortages across the country. So if you have extra masks or any of these products, many local hospitals, medical services, they're accepting these items as donations. So we really encourage people to look into that and see if there's something locally where they can help out during this time of need.
Yeah, and I've noticed on the news recently that there's more and more sort of central locations in each metro area where you can bring the product, and then these middlemen will then, they have a network where they can then distribute the donated products across the wide range of places where they're really needed. So that's a good option.
Yeah, it really is. And there's never been a better time for people to do that.
We'll have to see how the whole thing plays out. Again, if you're asking questions like, when will this policy stop being enforced? We don't know, right? Because we don't know when this outbreak ends.
Right. We're all in this same situation and taking it day by day and week by week.
So stay tuned to the podcast, and also stay tuned to the announcement board. Any changes to this policy will be made there when it's the appropriate time. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Griff. Happy to be here.
Gary Fulmer works in the Salt Lake office, although right now, like all of us, he's working in his home office in Salt Lake, and he's joining us from the eBay's Marketplace and Risk and Trust team. Thanks, Gary. Now, stay tuned. We're going to talk to another member of the eBay team in Salt Lake, and we're going to talk about the fee deferment that eBay announced last week. So stay tuned. Responding to seller feedback regarding running a business on eBay during the COVID-19 pandemic, eBay just announced last week the introduction. Well, it's a first ever fee deferment program I've ever seen at eBay. And joining us from our eBay office in Salt Lake City, well, let me just rephrase that, from her home office in Salt Lake City, because the actual offices are closed in Salt Lake, she's here to help us explain the what, why, and how of this deferment program. It's Christy Demos. Welcome, Christy.
Hey, Griff. Thanks so much for having me. I wish it was under a little bit different circumstances, but I'm still really happy about this program and excited to tell you about it.
And we should note, as I did at the beginning of the program, that both of us, all of us at eBay, are working it from home. So you might hear things in the background, like people walking around, for example. So just be aware of that. So, Christy, my first question, it's on everyone's mind. Can any seller apply, or are there restrictions?
So any seller can apply, but we do have a few criteria that you should meet in order to be approved to join the program. So if you would like to be considered for the program, you must meet the following criteria. So you need to have been subscribed to an eBay store for more than 30 days and just that your account is in good standing with eBay.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And another question I've seen asked is which fees exactly will be deferred?
So all the fees that we'll be able to defer are final value fees, insertion fees, any store fees, any optional listing upgrade fees, and then your promoted listings fees.
That just about covers everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there are a few fees that some sellers may have if you've had recent, eBay buyer protection claims open or things like that. Yeah. And you'll still be expected to pay any of those fees or charges, but all the other selling fees I mentioned are covered.
Every month, seller gets an invoice. Which invoice will these fees that are being deferred be on? Which invoice, in fact, will be deferred?
When you submit your request, it'll take us about 3 business days or less to review. So when you submit your request, after a couple of days, check back on that page. It'll let you know if we were able to accept your request. And then your next eligible invoice will be deferred. And that means that 50% of the fees we mentioned, the covered fees that were on your current invoice, will be deferred to the next billing cycle. And then the remaining 50% will be due on the subsequent billing cycle. We didn't want to make it so that they were all due, very next billing cycle, because that would be hard because we're trying to help, ease into to getting things hopefully back to normal.
So say I've submitted a request. When will I hear back from eBay that I've been approved or not?
So the best thing to do is just to keep checking that page. There's the submission request page. Once you've submitted, you'll get a page telling you we got your request. And then just bookmark that page is probably the best thing to do. And then just in a couple of days, check back directly on that page and it'll let you know if you were accepted or not. Should be within 3 business days and hopefully maybe even a little bit sooner.
Okay, so this explains it pretty well. One more question I have, which is where can sellers go to find this submission page we've been talking about?
Check on the eBay Seller News Announcements page. We posted all of the details for this program on Wednesday, March 25th. So check that post out. It has the link to the page where you submit the request and a bunch of additional details similar to what we've discussed here today.
Christy, I want to thank you so much. How are things there in your home in Salt Lake City? Are you going stir crazy?
Definitely a little bit. Today we're actually having snow. So we're like, what? We thought spring was here. So we've had some crazy times working from home, and I don't know if you heard, we had a little earthquake a week ago, so now we have snow. So we're all facing some kind of crazy times, but we're just doing our best to push through and get the work done and be there for our sellers, and just happy that we can work from home and still be there to support our sellers.
Well, we appreciate it. Stay calm, stay safe, stay warm, and stay secure for the next earthquake should it come. There's been a lot of aftershocks I've read about.
Yeah, that's right. Even a couple today. So we're not as used to this as you Bay Area folks. So it's a little bit different for us, but we're working through it. And it kind of forces us all to plan and prepare. So it's good.
Exactly. Those are the key words, planning and preparing. Well, Christy, thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you again in the coming weeks to see how things are going.
Yep, Griff, I'd love to join again. And like I said, I wish it was under a little bit different circumstances, but we really hope that this program can help some sellers out who need a little bit of help during this challenging time. And hope you all stay safe and healthy, and we'll be in touch soon.
Same for you and your family. Christy Demos works on the seller engagement team from our Salt Lake City office in Draper, Utah, but like all of us, she's actually working from home indefinitely until, well, we don't know when this thing passes. Now let's talk to a seller about the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic is having on her business. For the next few episodes of our podcast, we're going to explore the impact that the coronavirus pandemic is having on sellers' businesses on eBay. And more to the point, how each of these sellers are either managing, adapting, or changing their businesses so that they can best meet the challenge of operating under what has to be the most unusual of circumstances that we've ever seen in our lifetime, with shelter in place and businesses being shut down, and if these adaptations are actually working for them. So our first seller we're going to talk to is an old friend of the podcast, and I think you came to mind first, Lynn, because of your indomitable spirit. So welcome to the podcast, Lynn Drolley.
Thank you, Griff. We're still having that positive attitude over here.
You know, I'm not surprised. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, you already know this, but if you're new to the podcast, Lynn Drolley sells on eBay under the user ID, the Queen of Auctions. She's been around since the beginning of time. And I don't mean that, that in a bad way. Well, tell us, Lynn, you have a business down in Ventura, California, where you have a store. Tell us about the store.
Yeah. You know, last Thursday night, the governor of California declared, you know, pretty much shut down. So we shut down, and it's been really eerie, Griff. Really, really eerie. I still go in every day to work on my eBay and to be there in case people want to do website orders to pick up from the store. Mm-hmm. But there's nobody around. And I miss the people, you know, and I'm sure everybody does. But it's just so surreal because, you know, for 18, 20 years, I did just eBay out of my house. Now I've got this new store I've had for 2 years. So I'm back being with the public. And so when you take that away again, you really, really miss it.
Now, it's a consignment shop that you run. Are you still able to have a consignment business but move it onto eBay?
Most of the stuff we get is furniture. So it doesn't really bode well for eBay. But what I'm really doing, Griff, is I'm just taking my focus from being in the store and handling all the new consignments coming in and selling to those customers. And I'm putting all my energy onto eBay. Thank God for eBay. It's such a blessing because when that retail store gets shut down, I have the eBay, which has never really let me down.
Have you had to make any adjustments in the operation of your business beyond just moving to, you know, more to the online on eBay? For example, say a staff and the help that you have coming in regularly, or your business operations when it comes to shipping?
Excellent question. You know, I have a gal, Cindy, who's my assistant, and she and I, our desks are far enough apart and it's just her and I in there. She's still comfortable coming in, which is great. She comes in, does the shipping, writes stuff up for me to photograph. In the back, though, where it's kind of tight, where all the shelves are and all the eBay stuff, it's really hard to stay 5 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, she'll go out the back garage door and I'll come in. It's just hysterical, though. So we're trying to stay away from each other. I'm very blessed that she is still coming in because it's a huge help. Then I can focus on the listing.
Now, is there anything about the way that you list and sell on eBay that's changed during this time? For example, have you noticed any changes in buying behavior since the pandemic, you know, really caught the nation's eye?
Yeah, everything. For a while, there was like, it was crickets. Nothing was happening, which is really scary. And then I just decided, you know, all I can control is how much I list. I'm going through all the boxes of things that I've put off for years. I'm having Cindy write stuff up. I'm taking photographs like crazy. And I'm trying to list, always have at least 100 things on and different things. In my old eBay pattern with the store open, I was mostly doing silverware because it's so easy and fast to get to that 100. But now I'm doing dinner sets and unique antique pieces. And you know what's so fun, Griff? I'm walking around the store that's dark, basically, and I'm looking for things I can buy from my consigners to put on eBay because I've never had time to do that before. So I got this amazing piece of Curtis Jerry art. I'm sure you've heard of him. He's mid-century. It's all that kind of like wiry, metal-y stuff.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Yeah.
So see Jerry. I'm not sure if it's Jerry or Jerry or whatever, but we found this piece in the store. I priced it at $295. It had gotten marked down. I bought it for $100. I have it on eBay right now, a starting price of $500. It's kind of been fun to look around and see what other kinds of things I can list.
No one can keep you down, is basically, including a virus, I'm assuming.
The coronavirus. Yeah. No way. No, not going to happen.
So how has this impacted your life overall in the last few weeks?
Yeah, really tough. I had both my kids home from college, and that's been such a blessing. Like, we have family dinners, we play Scrabble, we got a cat, his name's Carlos. Oh my God, Griff, he's so cute. He's this little orange kitty that, like, he thinks he's a dog. Oh. So I throw tennis balls for him, and he rolls them back to me to throw again.
That's unusual for a cat. That's a cat cooperating in a game?
Oh, he's so funny, though. He'll come and he'll drop things at my feet for me to throw, at Dixie cups, toilet paper rolls, anything he can find for me to throw for him.
Wait, back up. You have toilet paper?
No, I said rolls.
Oh, rolls. Okay.
And I text my son this morning. I go, I'm playing fetch with Carlos and toilet paper rolls. He goes, no, Mom, those are precious. And I go, they're empty rolls.
What are your plans? I mean, we don't know how long this shelter in place in California is going to last. And of course, this is already starting to have a pretty severe impact on the economy. Are you making any plans for the next month, or are you just playing it by ear?
You know, Griff, I'm always planning. And I had started writing a new e-zine. You know, I had written that e-zine for about 15 years, mm-hmm. and it was all about eBay. Now, I've switched my newsletter, so it's about the store. It's still about my family life, and it's about eBay. And it's a really fun one that comes out every Thursday. So I've been working on that, putting in things in there for my eBay followers that they can buy from my store, and also things that are on eBay. And so it's been kind of a fun new twist, and I'm excited about that. I'm also excited just to get my whole store online, to get pictures of every piece of furniture online, so that if we do have to keep closed, I can sell those things by, you know, putting them out in front of the store. And we've been doing some of that curbside pickup, which is great. People pay for it online. I bag it up, I take it out, and they drive up. You got to adapt.
You always come up with a solution for something. It's you're an inspiration, Lynn, for the, especially, I think people are so anxious right now, and a lot of people are depressed, including eBay sellers, worrying about their business. Just hearing your voice, I think, is going to make a big difference to them.
Oh, you're so sweet. And you know what, you guys, it is going to get better. Absolutely. And just do the things you can control. You can control how much you list. You know what I mean? You can control how much time you put into your business. The things that you can control are what you need to focus on, and everything else is going to work out.
Lynn, it's always a pleasure. We're going to check in with you in another month to see how well you've done, or what change. Well, I know you'll do fine. What changes you've made, and what the experience has been like for you. Can we call you again soon?
Absolutely. I love talking to you, Griff. It's like we've never not been talking.
We've been talking for 20 years already. So
yeah, scary, huh?
It's well. Yes, but it's also reassuring. At times like this, it's nice to know that people that you've been in touch with for so long, you can still contact with them. And I think that's a lot of what's going on now. Sellers who've known each other for a long time are staying in touch through social media or email or Zoom. Oh, if I only had bought stock in Zoom 2 months ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh Anyways, Lynn, it's a pleasure, and continued success with the Queen of Auctions and the store down there in Ventura. And we'll check in with you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you on the other side.
On the flip side.
On the flip side, exactly.
And then, Griff, is there any way I can give my website for them to sign up for my new newsletter?
Oh, please. I'm sorry. A very, very poor form of me to not have provided that opportunity. Please go ahead. Yes.
Okay. If you go to my new website, Lynn's Consignments, those are both plural.com, there's a place on the front page to sign up for the new newsletter.
Now, you have a lot of time, sellers, on your hands because you're at home. Well, you're still running your business. I don't want to make it small of that. But do check out Lynn's e-zine. If only so that her inspiration and positive attitude can rub off on you a little bit. All right, Lynn, thank you so much, and best to the family, and we'll keep in touch and see how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Lynn Drolley sells on eBay under the user ID, the Queen of Auctions. Please do check out her e-zine. It's at lynnsconsignments.com. That's lynnsconsignments.com. It'll brighten your day, I guarantee you.
eBay for Business podcast wants you. If you'd like to be a part of the podcast, either with a question or as a guest expert, don't delay. Call us today on 888-723-4630.
And we say it every week, 888-723-4630. And the best part, of course, is that you can call that hotline at your convenience any time of day, any day of the week. Just leave a question or comment, or you can express your interest in being a guest on the show, and we just might put your question or you on the air. You never know.
And if you're not a call on the phone kind of person, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That address again is podcast@ebay.com.
Let's talk about our eBay community, Alan. Last week, and I think it bears repeating. It's the place where long time ago, back in 1996, I wandered in, stayed for a while, and I've never left. And it's like, what, 24 years later. So I think we should highlight it. Talk about the community.
Yeah, there are tens of thousands of eBay sellers who connect every day on the eBay community, and they share their questions and expertise with each other in the true spirit of the community. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, we just launched a COVID-19 community hub. So in the hub, we're sharing all of the latest updates from eBay, and there's a forum where you can connect with other sellers, and there's also a Q&A area, so you can connect with other sellers and eBay staff, and we're happy to answer your questions. So The URL for the community is community.ebay.com.
It's an ideal time to start checking out those pages on community. Like Alan said, you just go to community.ebay.com and you can explore the various sections of the community by clicking on the navigation links at the top of the page. There's lots of them, lots of places to visit.
Yep, and one of those links, for example, we host a weekly community chat every Wednesday at 1 p.m. with eBay staff. So you can ask your questions directly with eBay staff and get answers in real time. Just go to ebay.com/community chat and we will see you there.
If you're sheltering in place for the foreseeable future, the community is your one-stop location for news, advice, and connection with other eBay sellers like yourself. Special thanks to our guests this week, eBay Senior Vice President Jordan Sweetnam, eBay team members from Salt Lake City, Christy Demos and Gary Fulmer, and eBay seller, the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.